parshas of the others here, and especially the parsha of Avraham Avinu, which is really the sheirish and beginning of Klal Yisrael. So a lot of very shashtik nekudim are here. You have the two nekudis here coming from same mocker, really. You have the bracha, the bris ben absorim. It says, "Achavom eila hoyed vashem Avram b'masalema ti Avram vayoytzes achutza vayim abet na shemaim as far kechovim im tochel lisparisam vayim aloy koyazracha." So it says over here that Akharish Baruch Hu, Rashi says the Boshem says Akharish Baruch Hu took him out of his oil to look at Kachavim. Olafim Edrosha Omol it same is Tagnir Shel Choshar Isa Mazola Shem Chasil Amad Ben Avram in Leben Avram Yesh Leben. Sora Eloi Teled Avol Sora Teled. Nekram Shem Vechishan Amazel. Davacha Oitziya Machlol Shoylam Vigbir Lamayla Kachavim Vezeloshen Habotem Lamayla Lamata. So Rashi has here two pirushim mitzad the medrash aboy. One is the Avram that Akash Baruch Hu said, "Don't worry, I'll make it Shini Hashem." The other one is Hoytzi Machol Shalom. So we have to understand both shatim are obviously complementing each other. Both of them are talking about Akash Baruch Hu is telling him, "Don't worry," but the real shaila is Avram understood it's derech neis. That's poshet. Atzakadosh Baruch Hu he's telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, "I can't help you derech hateva." So if Kadosh Baruch Hu is making a neis, so what's he saying? I saw many stagninas that I don't have. It's something which the Moshe in the beginning, you know, in Vayera we have Avraham Avinu was mekabel the Pesur. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says there's no chiddush mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu that can do nisim. He did everything till now. Why was it needed to take him out as a stigninus? And the two pshatim here, it's almost as if the first one is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "You're right, but I can play a little bit with its stigninus." The second pshat was Yuznagbiya im lamala. I'd like to understand these two pshatim as not being machloikis, but complementing each other. Alachur, there's a machloikis here. The first one, Akash Baruch says, "Listen, you're right. You can't go against its tagninus, but I have my ways of dealing with its tagninus, and I'll fool its tagninus by giving you a new name. That way they won't recognize that you're Avram and she's Sarai. They'll recognize that Avram is Sarah instead." But the second shot is, forget about it all, I'm above it all. What are the two different etzes, so to speak, like Shmuel gave to him? It's something that needs Hamakas Dvarim to understand those two inyanim. And like most inyanim in Agada, you'd like to understand them as complementing each other rather than a machlokes. Like Shmuel told him, "Habet na shemayim mosfora kechavim im tuchel lispoisa." You have a pasuk in Isaiah. We say it's an aftera of Bamidbar. V'hoya misva bnei Yisrael kechol hayom, asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. The misva bnei Yisrael is going to be like kechol hayom, v'lo yisafer. So the Gemara asks over here the kasha of the stira. Mitzvah of Neisrael implies that there is a mitzvah. Asher lo yimad lo yisafer implies that there is no minyan. How could it be? In other words, if you want to say that Klal Yisrael will be without any amount, you would say v'hoyu bnei Yisrael kol yom shlo yimad lo yisafer. V'hoyu mitzvah of Neisrael kol yom. It's like saying the color of this is going to be colorless. Doesn't make any sense. It's a stir minebe. So the Gemara says, "Yumal, this is bizman shayin tzeno shel mokim. This is bizman shayin tzeno shel mokim." Now, the two kashas in that. First of all, it's one pasuk. It's not the pshat kilu we have two psukim, and we're teaching one this way, one this way. It's one pasuk. It's one sentence. So it's very, very hard to understand it as two different matzavim. Second question is, Bizman Sheinayis Yisrael Tzeinu Shal Mokoyim, you have a parasha of Bechukoisai, a parasha of Kisova, you have Teichacha, you have terrible tsaris, you have Churbanis, you have Klal Yisrael becomes Misei Mispar, and so on. It's not that they become Kecholayam. Voyim Misei Yisrael Kecholayam is Bizman Sheinayis Yisrael Tzeinu Shal Mokoyim. There's a bris that there won't be kloya, but still Kal Yisrael basically dwindles down to be ma'at to very, very few. So what does it mean, Einer Yisrael Shal Mokom? In the beginning over here, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a few brachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'esa Yisrael Goy Godol, Vavarcheka, So these are four in Yonim. Rashi explains that Veye Brocha is a Brocha that's soon biyodcha, Arashar biyodi because Odom, and this is Dova Acha. He says, Goy Godel is Avrom, Avarecha is Shemeka Yitzchok, Agal Hashmecha is Shemeka Yaakov. So Rashi says that the chsim of the bracha is the veye bracha. So ki'ilu, it's not four different yanim, but it's ki'ilu the first varecha, the bracha in its klolius goes back to Avraham. The Loshon Zayah Kodesh says like this: Epshimenayim ve'esel gargadol is misitri dimina. This is mitzad chesed, mitzad din, and so on. Meaning Avraham, mitzad Yaakov, pashas. Veyei bracha, he says, misitra da arad Yisrael, and veyei bracha is going on Eretz Yisrael. That's the lashon of Zayah Kaddish. It's hard to understand what's the scheme of that veyei bracha. On the other ones, in other words, where Rashi learns Avraham is Yaakov and Avraham is Koyel. Here he says there's three Amhagas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's Rachmim, there's Chesed, there's Din, there's Rachmim. Fine. Veyei Bracha is Misitra Darei Yisrael. Very, very hard to understand what's the tzad of Eretz Yisrael. Hilu, where does that fit in with the other three? Where are we coming from? Chiddush Arim says a few places. Not sure exactly where his mocker is, but he says it. It's quoted in different places, different surahs, but it's come out the same thing. He says the Veyei Bracha means Avraham Avinu himself became a bracha. Avraham Avinu himself became his midas of ayin toiva, nefesh vol, and ruach nemucha are a bracha for Klal Yisrael, and they became the sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and they became its bracha. That's so. Veyei bracha, he says, you Avraham Avinu. It's not you giving a bracha, but you become a bracha, and the essence, in other words, the fact that Avraham Avinu was manchel to us, his most basic midas are the brach of Klal Yisrael, and those three midas are ayin toiv, nefesh vol, and ruach nemucha. It's interesting that in ayin toiv and nefesh vol, and ruach nemucha, we don't hear the midah of chesed. And of course, about chesed, usually is ayin toiv, about chesed, usually is a nice person. Sometimes yes, sometimes not, but it's not, it's not really those three in Yonim. When the Mishnah wants to peg the difference between Talmid of Avraham Avinu and Talmid of Bilam Arasha, the difference that it pegs are these three midas. It doesn't speak about Chesed. Was Bilam a Bal Chesed? Hard to believe. I'm not sure. And Michal, Chazal, the Mishnah says, what seems to Talmid of Avram, Talmid of Bilam? The Velte asks, why don't you juxtapose Avram and Bilam? And Chazal, and the Velte says that they were both big people. You couldn't tell the difference. But it's not grabbing. I mean, you're looking to the nafkamina between the Talmidim of the two, and you're picking a midah that seems to be really, really. Avraham Avinu was meuta with all midas tovus, but if you talk about his chesed, his staka, those are the things that are mentioned. The other midas are good midas. The Chazal picked this point, and this point reflects itself in the Talmidim dafka, as opposed to the etzim Tavram and Tabila. So let's be explaining a little bit in the Inyan over here, which in some ways is the Sheirish of Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first bracha to Avraham Avinu is Veheye bracha. In other words, the three brachas, Ve'escha, Vavarecha, Vagadla, are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him. Veheye bracha is something that seems to be mitzarev to the Atzmis of Avraham. And obviously, it's a midah. This is something of which is the essence of Avraham, and understanding it will give us an understanding of the midah of Avraham and the accomplishment of Avraham. In the musig, let's go back to the inyan of v'hoya misum neYisrael. And Chazal say that. Here it's been not Jesus and Mark, not Jesus and Mark. So the Chiddush Rim is Meirich a little bit. He brings the Zohar Kaddish about, it says the whole Torah is Sosav Vegolui, and he brings a whole series of different parallel Yonim. I want to speak it out. I'll speak out the Teichon Sheboi. The Musig of in the world, there's a chaluka between Hashemayim Shayim Lashem Va'aretz Lasev Me'adam. There's a tchum that belongs to Ribbono Shalom, and there's a tchum that belongs to Adam. The world that belongs to Adam is something that is very, very, it's called a chaymer. It's something that is very, very contained. It's very restricted. Everything that's there is there, and that's it. Whatever you have, everyone knows the elementary principle of a chemistry experiment is as much material as you have at the beginning experiment, you have at the end. It might have changed form and shape and so on. But you can't end up with more or less than you started with. That is the Metzius as it is. And that's the Ha'aretz as of Adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof and beyond that, and there are no Gvulis and so on and so forth. That's all Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's infinite. That doesn't allow for a Chibur of Al Yonim Tachtonim at all. So we have a choice. We could have Bechira, or we could have Yediyah. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's take an example that we have in Chumash. Mat Titzak Elai, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Atem Hachesh Tachishon, V'Hashem Elachem Lachem. The option of Bechira, of Avoid, is closed. Now it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Malach Geos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving in, and nothing else exists. That is not a realization of the tachlis of the world. The gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not being megala himself within the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shunting the bria aside. Basically, for all practical purposes, the world has gone back to being the same way it was before there was a bria. So I guess we're in the sidelines, sort of. Maybe we have a backseat view of it, but that's it. There's no mahalach of chibur of alyonim tachtonim, and that's not a realization of the tachlis of the bria. Noach, also he said tzadik lifanai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of the marble. That's it. There is one mehalach. There's a conduit that connects Elyonim and Tachtonim, and through Tachtonim we have a hamshacha of Elyonim. Let's give an example, kind of. Let's give a silly example, then we'll see more serious. You know, it's like when you have in a circus, you have the car that comes in, and tens of people come out of it. It's sort of the car is a six-seater, and that seems to be the amount of people. At no given time does there seem to be more than six people in the car, and yet there are people constantly going out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of being mamshich in yonim, of Ein Soif through the Bria, in ways that bring about an Ein Soif of coming through channels that are Soif. The best example that we have is Eishes Avadia, where Elisha asked her if she has any kalim left, and he told her very clearly, the oil is going to keep pouring as long as there's a kli for it to go into. When I have oil in the right amount, and the amount of oil that I have is enough. The amount of oil that I have this is the thing I have, so it depends on the kalim. If I have 10 barrels of oil in my storehouse, I have 10 barrels of oil. If I have 100 barrels of oil, that's how much oil I have. I don't have more oil than that. The amount of oil that I have is exactly the amount of barrels I have, period. But if I could, how much oil does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the mode of giving oil, what does it mean? How much does it have? It's the same in sight as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where's the what's the gvulus? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oil can come into the bria as bli soif. And that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have the bria to go through kalim. He wants it. The giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa needs to come through things that are there, and the amount that comes through is going to be totally in the amount of kalim that are there to receive it, and that's a realization of a hanhaga called bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashbar is beligvul, and it comes through the bria, through gvulis, and that's a realization of the shlemus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the bria. And that's the tachas of the bria. Noach, in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take him out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to lift him above the waters. But Noach wasn't the darga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia through the kalim to the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to save Noach, wanted to save humanity. And that's that. He was a tzaddik, fine. Avraham Avinu was an av. An av means that the koyach of Hailada, and it's interesting the way it's set up. The one example, the primary example of bracha, is Piriya Verivya. The base and the rage of the bracha is in the Rivya. It's where you get the many out of the little. Even in bracha, in the most elementary understanding of it, the way it's in the Torah, where you plant seeds and a lot grows, So, it, I mean, here's a seed. Without a seed, nothing grows. But within a seed, a lot more than you have here grows. So, in the Koyach of Pir V'Rivya, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Pir V'Rivya, it's also like that. Mitzad the Zohar, there's a ribui of almost an infinite amount of zera. I mean, it says as far as bracha is gematria of zohar. There's no limit mitzad the mashpia in the amount of haylada. It's the makabel that bederach kol, she's the one who's mitzamtzim it to one or a few vladas at the most, it's the capabilities of the mekabel that limits the amount of teitzos and vladas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the Bria a chetimtza to have to be a mekabel to a shefa that's b'ligvul. The midas, so it comes. And what comes out is an extraordinary way of looking at what our avoda is. For instance, let's say you have somebody, a primitive person, never saw plumbing in his life, and for the first time he sees a faucet that opens up and brings water. So in his mind, the malacha of plumbing is creating things that produce water. That's the malach of plumbing. To take metal that has the property of producing water and doing whatever it takes to it to bring out water from it. That's obviously the wrong understanding of it. What the real understanding of it is to create a pipe that will be the best conduit for it, for the water that's coming from some other place. That's what plumbing is. It requires a certain strength to hold up under the pressure, under the moisture, etc. And something that stays clear and gives the most room to allow the water to come through. Avram Avinu's Midas. So we look at a simple look of tzidkis would be the big tzaddik who is doing the good things that do good in the world. That's not what a tzaddik is. A tzaddik is someone who creates in himself a conduit for things above himself. An ideal shir should not be where a person, if somebody's explaining pshat in a pasuk, the ideal shir is not where the person's creativity and brilliance in his explanation is what stands out. It's where the pasuk stands out as be'etzim, this person just found the pasuk, but it's all in the pasuk. The hallmark of emes in Torah is where after you hear a pshat, you don't understand how you ever thought differently. It's pashat that's pshat in the pasuk. That's what should stand out, because we serve as a conduit, as a chetimtza, to bring hashpoah from someplace else. So the Avraham Avinu was the beginning of bracha in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekalel the world. The world, the einish to the world is or. So the earth doesn't give produce. The earth is supposed to be a conduit for Shefa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us parnasa. Why doesn't the bread grow on the tree? Why does it take so much effort and so much hard work to get that piece of bread? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants vladas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a lada. Why is it with Shatz Eitzavin and so much difficulty that a child is born? The answer is because Adam's chet clogged the pathway, and the keiches hanefesh that Adam continued to the bria were very, very inefficient in allowing for the flow of Hashpah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu was the beginning of bracha. He went from, it was the change where Adam went from Ora to Baruch, and that's be'etzim what Avraham Avinu's, and that's what Avraham Avinu's tafkid was, ve'yei bracha. And that's why Bechoch Chosmin, we'll see in a second the Nkud of Chosmin, but what gives the bracha, the Shem bracha, is that Chsima of Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu is the one that is he's the pivotal point of where the Bria turns from Matzav Klola to Matzav Bracha. And that's why Veyei Bracha is focused on Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu becomes the Atzmis of Bracha. That's the Pshat Nezoya Kaddish of Arad Yisrael. Aretz is ultimately the kli kibul for all hashpas in the Bria. The rain, everything comes, the ground absorbs everything, and especially the rain, which is sort of the most essential hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ground responds to that. So when the ground is, after a great rain, that's associated especially when you have a very rainy season, a rainy winter, in the spring there's a riot of growth in all the parks and so on, because it's always very rain dependent. So when a person is looking at it, he understands that it's not the ground. The ground is giving forth the flowers and the grass and the fruit, but it's really just it's because it absorbed the water and it's re-giving it. The midah of Eretz Yisrael, Arad Yisrael, as opposed, it's different. The other three midahs are Ashpas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Sitri Yimin, Sitri Yismal, Sitri Yitzusa, those are all different Ashpas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's bracha from the sense of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Mitzad the sense of Mikabel, that's what you have. The midahs of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu's midah of Chesed, let's say, what the Mishnah is telling us is Bilam was also a ruchnistic person. He was someone, to be a Navi, you had to be involved in Sichlius, in Ruchnius. You couldn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just choose a Chamor, and I mean, he opened up the Piyasin, but he didn't just choose a Chamor of a person and gave him that. Chazal said there were koichos in Bilam, that were comparable to Moshe, they were comparable to Avram, or it was comparable to Moshe, but it didn't have tchunis. What was the difference? The answer is in the ultimate, in the very core of what the person sees himself. So let's say a person sees himself as, let's say a person has more refined taste. He's not a guy. He's not chumristic. He understands that sichlius is important and ideals and so on. But he deheres the fount of it as being himself. I have great ideas that can change the world. If the world would only listen to me, if they would take instruction from me, if they would learn to emulate me, and so on and so forth. So the person is doing the same actions as the other person. He's working on his midas and he's thinking deeply into the meaning of life and he's this and that. But he sees himself as the Sheirish Nemukar. Avraham Avinu's midas, the three midas that Chazal picked over here, the Ayin Toiv, the Nefesh Fala, the Ruach Nemucha, those are all midas of a smartus of self. Even Ayin Toiv is a prerequisite to Chesed, not simply because of a person begrudges the other person not going to give him. It's because Ayin Toiv means I don't see the self as being significant. If I'm only there as a chetimtza, so it's not me against him. I'm the chetimtza for if I'm eating with somebody else and there's one piece of bread, so whatever bread I eat, he's not going to have. Whatever bread he has, I'm not going to have. But if I'm the waiter, so whatever I serve and the person likes is sort of, I've done my job. I brought it to the table and the person's eating from it, needs banana from it. Why not? The midos of Avraham Avinu of bracha, veyei bracha, that's the chedusha rims kneich. The veyei bracha means that for a person to become a metzias of bracha, the person needs to become a tziner for something. The person needs to, and the midos, so Klal Yisrael, the base of all of Klal Yisrael's mohus, Klal Yisrael is very ruchnistic, and Klal Yisrael is very smart, and Klal Yisrael is chachamim, and nevoinim, everything is good. Those are milas and midas. But do we inherit as being our accomplishments, or do we inherit as an ability of bringing over something else? The same, the Maral speaks about the Ois Beis. So the Ois Beis is the Ois of Hamshacha. And it's the second letter. It means it's the continuity. And he explains Bracha is the Ois, the word Baruch has all the seconds, 220, Beis Chaf and Reish. The Av is the Aleph and the Beis. The herring itself as bracha, it says the others are merkav lishkina. The word rachav is also like that. It's also the same letters. It means the others didn't see themselves. They saw themselves as hechetimtzis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My accomplishment will be that when I explain the Tosfos to you, you'll forget me and you'll hear Tosfos. When I give you something, I would hope that when I walk away having done something for you, giving you something, my feeling is I hope I did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of me. I hope I delivered what He sent me to deliver faithfully, that I was a neman. That's all. I am not that I'm a big, being a big Baal Chesed means that I deher myself as a kli for giving, not as a giver, but as a chetimtza for giving. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Zaka, just like if I want to send a stalker to somebody, and I ask somebody, could do me a favor, bring this to this person, I can't get to him, and he really needs to take it and go there. So the person bringing it, his accomplishment is that he brought it faithfully. He didn't give of his. That's the ultimate hargosha. That's what Avraham Avinu is not here. The flip side of it is the other half of that same mitzvah shalcha. The Chiddush HaRim also says over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He doesn't quite elaborate in this nekud of the role, but it's mechuvin in his words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that those in Yonim that is mashpia should come into Kalim. In other words, same is the Gnina Shalcha, there's a mila in having the Shinui Hashem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu the two sides of the coin. I am above and beyond all of the trappings of this world. And for me, I could do anything I want. But I'm mashpia into the world. And for it to be called a hashpa within the world, I need you to be metakin kalim for it. I need you to be metakin kalim to be mekabel hashpa, and the kli for that hashpa will be the Shini Hashem Tavram and Tesara. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the two Chazal about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, about same Mitzvah Gnida Shelcha, they're two aspects of the same emes. The emes of bracha requires the understanding that the mashpia is beligvul, and the understanding that Ritzon Yisbarach is to give it dafkin to kelim with gvulis. And adrabe, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the hashpah should come within kelim. And therefore, to have it just avram, without a shinu in this world, means that he sidestepped this world. There's no keli in this world. It's like the shaman would pour without a kli to be mekabelit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala the two amitis to Avram in the tzemetz egnir shalcha. The one was that it was coming from outside, where it makes no difference, and the second one is it's coming into a place where it makes a difference, and you need to have it this way and that way. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Asher lo yisafe meroiv, voye misnes asof meroiv, kan asher etzayin makom, kan asher etzayin shel makom. Ein oisim etzayin shel makom, I would like to say in pshat, means not that if Chassid Shalom Klal Yisrael is doing bad, then Klal Yisrael is, then that's not the pshat in as a social market in this case. There's no brach over there. It's nothing. We're talking about a person can deher good and sitkis in a way that is all about himself. And it's the pshat as I do mitzvahs and everything because they're good. They're right. How do I know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me so. I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chochmasa, I can relate to Chochmasa Yisbarak. The difference is, if I come, someone says to me, do this and this. I have two ways of acquiescing to that request. One is, this person is smart. This person understands what's good, understands me. This person doesn't have the keys. So if he's telling me, it's kedai to do this and this, if the person does this, it's kedai to do it. So I listen to it faithfully, but what I'm doing is for myself, my decision, my accomplishment for me. I'm smart enough to take advice from good people. Okay, that's fine. Sometimes someone says to me, do this and this. I like the person. I want to be nichalei to him. And I want to do it because he wants it. I want to be mekayim as ratzon. That's a chibur to the other person. The first one, when I do it because I think this person is smart and knows what he's talking about, and it's kedai, there's no chibur to me and him. I'm smart enough to know where to get advice from. This person is a bright person. I think he's honest with his advice. And the second one, it's a whole different parasha. I'm being mischabed to his ratzon. My ratzon is to do his ratzon, and there's a chib of two ratzonis. And the yachas between the two, it's a whole different world. When Klal Yisrael does things that are good and right, but without that knetch of Avram's midah, of shtelling tzu, that's called ein oisim ratzonis shel makom. That p'china. Other times, certainly, Chazal uses for bad. But here, that's what I think, what it means. So Klal Yisrael can never escape their gvulas. They can never, ever escape their gvulas. And b'meila, they do. So this world is set up with midas adin, and people do good and people do right. They have right, they have good, it's fine. But when it's oisim etzayin shel makom, the misper of Klal Yisrael becomes mechuba to the bilti misper. The Torah shall lo yisafer. It's, I understand now that I'm drawing from someplace beyond myself. It's one pasuk because it's one inyan. It will always be, there's always going to be a misper of Klal Yisrael, and it's always going to be coming from a place that's lo yisafer. The question is, where am I, how am I shtelling to? What am I attaching to what? If my vision is limited, then all I have is the misper. And if I, and if, you know, fine, because Baruch Hu gave me, and but if I deher the Ritzayna Shal Mokim Shabai, then it's Betzim a misper. It's just like the Mashal, if somebody gives me what he has, so this person had $100, give him $100, that's what he has. Or the person tells me, tell me what you need now, and fill in the blank. So the understanding is, I don't need infinite. I can't use infinite. Infinite doesn't, I can't put an infinite amount of money in my account. But whenever I need, I can come to the person. So I deher what he's giving is belief saif, and it's coming into kalim of saif. It's sort of a paradox that's the yisoid and sheirish of Avodas Hashem. There's a, sometimes, on the one hand, a person is, in everything, it could be in learning also. In every area, there's a step of Avodas Hashem, where a person is not mischaber to the beyond Avodas Hashem. The person does things because he thinks it's good, because he knows, he believes that doing good brings good hashpas into the world. He gets, if you do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you ashiras, that's wonderful and it's fine. And in learning, a person's feeling is, if I'm smart and I apply myself, I can do really well at it. That's not different than math. It's not different than science. It's everything's like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a world, that's Aretz Ozan V'Adam, and I can use my head and say my chidushim, and if I'm bright enough and I can, you know, persistent enough, I'll do it. That is not midos of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was put into us a midah of understanding that when I work hard enough, I understand what the Gemara says. And if what I understand, I don't honestly believe the Gemara says it, then what am I doing? I need to break my head. There's a famous, Chaim Volozhin says, when a person learns a sugya over many times, he speaks about Chidush HaTorah, that's very, very important. And he says, Yoytzeh Chidush HaTorah, by learning something more and more times, it becomes very clear to you. I always wondered, Mayin Shemit Har Sinai, this is Bekiyas, this is Iyun. Like, what's this is Chidush HaTorah, and this is not. But Reb Chaim means like this. What does it mean, Chidush HaTorah? If Chidush HaTorah means my brilliant ideas, that's not Torah. It's Chidushim, but it's not Torah. The Teretz is, there was an Inyan that was in the Sugya that wasn't apparent, and by working it hard enough, this came out. But emes, if a person says a Chidush Torah, that's emes lamitoi, so that was latent there. When Tosis says a teretz on a steer between two sugyas, and he says this is talking about this case and about this case, it's not Tosis' chiddush. I mean, Tosis' chiddush because no one picked up on it maybe before. It's what the Gemara meant. If it's emes, it's what the Gemara meant. So Tosis becomes betzim the understanding of when this statement was said. It's not a takana of Tosfos, not a chiddush really of Tosfos. It's a clarification. There are different dargas. Sometimes you clarify simply minei ubeida the shak Tosfos. Sometimes you can clarify all the sugyas. But at the end of the day, chiddushim or clarification, because that's what it is. You're learning Torah. You're learning something else. So the first midah that a person needs to build into himself in Avodas Hashem is this midah of Vehayei Bracha, that a person needs to be able to deher that it's all a hemshel of something else. The second part is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it in kelim of gvul. The Vehoya Mitzvah Yisrael, Kachol Hashem Mashalimet Loisafim Miroiv, means a person is mechalkel his life with reason, because the Etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to work within Kalim of reason. He wanted to work within Kalim of, like the Rambam says, Mechalta Bracha B'Mishpat, that things be thoughtful, that things that Kalim have a tzura to it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Lemaila Meitz Tegninus should be Nimshach into that Tegninus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Tzei Meitz Tegninus Shalcha, Avraham Avinu was meant to stay there, but to understand that there's something coming somewhere else also. The dargus of Hishtadlus, the inyanim of Hishtadlus, in every area. The Derech HaTeva is meant to be the kalim within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours. When by Yesh Zavadya, when Elisha told her to take the Shemen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elisha told two things. You need a source for oil that's going to come meshpia milamala, and you need kalim. Without kalim, it's not going to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it within kalim. So it's a tremendous avoda in two. On the one hand, we need to understand that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the bracha to be sheira on inyanim within kalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that within that stagninus there should be cut a way for Avram. By changing Avram to Avram and Sarai to Sarah, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it kalim within our framework of a world of kalim. So a person needs ishtadlus and yigia and das to be able to shape the kalim. A person is giving tztaka. A person needs to make a cheshm. How much can I give? What can I do? How do I prioritize? There's halachic inyanim, there's inyanim lefi atzerech, and so on. And a person needs shikla das and das, not pzizus. A person needs to work within, he needs to understand his learning and his kerech sanefesh, and how to apply it, and how to do it to maximize his abilities, and draw him to make it much more effective, and so on and so forth. There needs a vayda for that. But when a person gives the maxim that he has, the person needs to understand that that's the chelik of misper bnei Yisrael. That's the chelik tachtoinim. If a person does what he can, he's mezachach himself, And he does what he's supposed to do. Mitzad the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad what he gives, it's not connected. And the vehiyeh bracha that Avraham Avinu was mashas and Malach Yisrael as the yisod of Klal Yisrael, that bracha is that we have in ourselves those midas of ayin toiv, of ruach nemucha, of nefesh feila, that we can have in ourselves a midah where we expend effort to the ultimate of our abilities, and we understand that what we're doing is not accomplishing, but allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accomplish through us. That's the Yibroch. Shabbos. The Shmuel.